AJ,
well done, yes sir.
I think you could spit a little bath. We give you a couple words. Maybe two words, not four.
I like to blow my trumpet and that, do you know what I mean? In my last fight, I had to watch my weight.
Wait.
I'm eating too much, even though I'm a heavyweight.
Yay!
I'm on time and I'm never ever late. I'm hustling hard so I can go on and be a great.
Great.
In JD, chilling with my mates.
Wait.
I stay low key, never ever moving bait.
Wait.
Keep it calm, ring the alarm. Man chat, get slapped with my palm.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the panelists and do not reflect in any way those of the podcast partners, sponsors, or affiliates. Enjoy.
You need that fear.
All I'm trying to do is make a stand for something that I truly believe is right. I truly believe is right. I want to be like you. Come on, man. I'm the face of boxing. I'm the cash cow. I'm holding back on the pay you.
My drop. I know my drop. I know my situation. I'm fine.
That is Nasty Production.
Good morning, TBV. Yes, we are back, and it is fight week, weigh-in day. The weights are in: 17 stones, 8 pounds, 15 stones, 2 pounds, or whatever the hell that means. I got it in pounds for you guys. 246 pounds for the unified heavyweight champion of the world, Anthony Joshua, and 210 pounds for the challenger, Alexander Sasha Povetkin. Are we worried that Sasha is just too light? I remember Brian Jennings coming in pretty light versus Vladimir and being tossed around pretty good. I don't know. How did you see these guys on the scale?
What did
What did you think of their demeanor? This is what we're going to be talking about. This is what we want to discuss right here on TBV in the morning. I got my main man, Mike, with me. You know the number to call in, 1-425-569-5241. We're looking for your immediate reactions to the weigh-in. Body language. I mean, what did you see? The face-off. Was there enough intensity there? The height difference, the weight difference. Does this play a factor in your opinion, right? Like, does this change the fact that you're picking Joshua? Are you giving Povetkin more of a chance since he's a little lighter? Is he coming in faster? I don't know. Really up to you guys to decide. Let me head on out to my co-hosts.
I speak it. Believe it, receive it. Speak it, believe it, receive it. Speak it, believe it, receive it. I can't say it enough. I speak it, believe it.
Two attempts, handed bands over. Sicko hit, shot and missed. Two to stand over.
Turn up.
Red winner, huh? Look who in the building. Let me check my Instagram. I might be at a million.
And I'm in.
BoxingWizards.com.
Yo, 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 yo. What's going on, baby? We back with another one. TBV in the morning, every morning. But, hey, Povetkin came in at 222, not 210, you know what I'm saying? If he came in at 210, then I would be kind of worried. But he came in at 222. Joshua, 244, you know what I'm saying? We see him trying to get his way down from his previous highs with Takiam and Parker and the other guy that he fought that he was kind of heavy for, can't remember, but yeah, 245, 244. That's a good way. Good way for Joshua. In a ideal world, I would like to see Joshua in between 240 and 245. So, hey, there we go.
Definitely. What did you think of the face off? You know what I mean? Like, as soon as Povetkin was off the scale, AJ was on the scale, and when they met in the middle, it was Anthony Joshua that extended his hand. He's a sportsman, I guess, a good sportsman. But I don't know if it's, you know, something that I want to see before the fight or from the champion for that matter. Like, let the challenger want to be friends and say hello and shake my hand, not vice versa. Or am I just being too fucking picky?
I think he's just being too fucking picky. I think at the end of the day, the reason he probably did that, he's not really worry about perfection. So, you know, why not befriend him? Why not play a little mind games with him?
Oh, so you think it was mind games? I just think that's Anthony Joshua's demeanor. I think he's just a nice guy overall, and you know, he lets loose on fight night.
I don't know. People think AJ is a fucking nice guy, but yeah, I think he's a nice guy, you know what I'm saying, publicly and like all that shit, but you know, behind closed doors, I don't think he's that nice at all. I think he got a little mean streak. He's from the same place we're from, so. And then, I mean, at the end of the day, boxing is all about mind games, right? What can you do to try to get over on your opponent and befriending a guy like Povetkin? Never know what kind of residual effects that might have.
Well, I mean, AJ, for whatever, he looked great to me, you know? Very lean. 246 doesn't sound too high. But it is high, right? Are there any other heavyweights? I mean, I think Vlad was the only one weighed in about 245 on the regular.
He came in at 254, I believe, like tacking him. Let me see what Rob put down, because Rob put it right here in the chat. Yeah, he came in at 254 of attacking him, 250 for Vlad, and 242 for Parker. I think that 242 for Parker may have been a little bit, I don't know if it wasn't that, because we didn't see the same AJ that we're like normally used to seeing.
Yeah, man. But at that weight, bro,
it don't matter. Yeah, I know. It don't matter.
Like a heavyweight, man, I could fucking shit 4 pounds, bro. Like that ain't on fight night. You know what I'm saying? Like AJ, he's just in tip top shape, bro. Like he's in tip top shape. It doesn't matter. You know, he's got a lot of muscle mass too. So, no matter how much he's going to have to like stop doing weights and run more to you know, rip apart that muscle, bro, and kind of like let his body feed into that muscle.
If he do like some,
he wants to go down any lower is what I'm saying. Not that he needs to. He's obviously fine at this weight. This is the weight and around the weight he's been weighing in.
What I'm saying is he ain't really got to lose none of that muscle. Only thing he got to do when people get that bulky, only thing you got to do is start stretching, yoga, that kind of shit, so you can lean out that muscle, elongate that muscle. Don't just hit the weights all the fucking time. Make sure you got a routine or a plan to make sure those muscles don't get all locked up and make sure they're lean and elongated. I learned that when I was in fucking school. He was like, always when you lift weights, you stretch before and you stretch after. And I'm pretty sure Joshua knows this shit already.
Yeah, I mean, look, it's definitely not a beauty contest or a Mr. Olympian contest, but
I
do prefer my fighters to look like fighters.
And
I was looking at Sasha like, what the fuck? Like, it's a little plain, a little bland, you know what I'm saying? Like, not much going on there. Midsection, kind of drapey. Not, you know, I don't see any little six-pack going on, like nothing. I mean, it's just like, I want my fighter to look like a fighter, Mike.
And for the general public or casual fan, they see a guy like AJ on a billboard. They'd be like, oh, okay. That guy looks like a bodybuilder, but he boxes? I might check him out. At least women might anyway. So I'm not too worried about 246. I think 246 is a good weight for AJ. But Povetkin, on the other hand, like you said, he did look kind of bland. He did look kind of... he looks small compared to AJ. I mean, the guy's like only like 6'2". And I know 222 is like a good weight for him. He's been between 220 and 230 his whole career. So that's not a bad weight for him. But at the same time, the guy just fucking looks small. And he doesn't look like he just doesn't look like he's fucking ripped, man. But that looks like he kind of pudgy.
Yeah.
I don't want to say pudgy.
I wouldn't necessarily say pudgy, but then again, you know, the frontal view that we have is of his arms raised. So, like, I'm not in the best shape, but if I raise my arms and I get in the weigh-in position, nigga, I look good, okay? So, I mean, I want to see I guess it don't matter.
The old man chest.
I guess it just don't matter. Like it's boxing. It's not you know, a beauty contest. It's not, you know, Mr. Olympian. And Povetkin does have a dangerous left hook. I'm wondering if, you know, coming in at 222 is going to make any difference. That sounds a little heavy for him. Do we know what he
weighs? I think he normally comes in between 220 and like 230. Because, I mean, he looks like this fight, he doesn't look as big as he did when he fought, let's say, a guy like Takim. He looked like he was big as fuck when he fought Takim.
Yeah.
And right now.
And you know, it's I'm not even gonna go down that route because
I know. Yeah. We already know, but I ain't wanna. I mean, AJ went down that route.
On YouTube, do me and Mike a favor, hit that thumbs up. It doesn't cost you absolutely anything, and it's a way for you to help TBV. Other ways to help absolutely free are dropping us a 5-star review on iTunes. Also helps with the visibility of the shore. Visibility of the shore. I guess I'm thinking.
Oh, okay.
Already. I'm in the car already. But
Robbie Hearn said Povetkin came in lighter than he was in the Price fight.
Oh, really?
So maybe he didn't take Price that seriously.
He's taking this serious, though, at least.
Absolutely right.
By how many pounds, Mr. Hearns? By how many pounds?
Call in, Robbie. Call in.
Yeah, man. So, listen. We got a couple of callers, but if you want to speak, got to press 1. Let us know. And you can obviously add us on Skype at Nestor Gibbs to be part of the conversation. We're giving you our immediate reactions on what we witnessed at the live weigh-in. It was free to watch on YouTube. And, you know what I was impressed by? The fact that Eddie Hearn was playing all that trending music and the stream didn't get flagged.
I mean, you never know. Maybe that they have like some kind of residual thing already.
They ain't paying licensing fees for all those individual tracks.
I mean, how long was this? How long was the the press conference?
An hour, maybe.
I mean, never know. Shit, 15, 20 song. They got it. Shit, what you talking about? If not here, I mean, and then boxing. Not that mainstream sport, so maybe they can get away with it. I remember. I don't know.
I guess, man.
I know this has nothing to do with boxing, but last year, I think, or the year before, the UFC did something like that with Killer Cam. Killer Cam heard that shit. He was like, "Nah, I ain't getting nobody permission to use my shit." So I guess. Him and his lord just went back to the UFC and came out with something, and he got a check.
I just want AJ to give me some aggression. I don't think I necessarily seen that in the weigh-in, especially with him being the one to extend his hand and say hello. There was a little bit of intensity in the face-off, but I felt like that was backwards because it's like we shake hands, we take pictures, we pose, and then we face off. And in the U.S., it's a little different. It's like we face off, we shake hands, we pose, we take pictures. You know what I mean? A little different. So I don't know. It didn't give me that typical animosity that we get in the way. And it's like, yo, put your head on his head. Like, fucking, like, you know what I mean? Get in his head, but... None of that. And I guess you don't need none of that when your knockout ratio is as high as Anthony Joshua's and you're a heavyweight, right? But I don't know. I mean, I keep wanting to believe that these fighters understand that they must entertain us as well as just be athletes. Like, it's so much more than that if you want to be a superstar, in my opinion. I could be absolutely wrong, and all you have to do is fight. But, you know, someone's going to have to give me some facts on that. Show me some proven fighters that have become stars by just fighting. Because last I checked, Triple G had all the belts, was just fighting. But without Canelo, he wasn't able to do nothing on pay-per-view.
I'm just going to say his name, but yeah.
You know?
Robbie Hearn got some audio for you to play in the production chat.
This man could ruin your life on Saturday night. he couldn't ruin my life, because if he wins this fight on Saturday, he deserves to be heavyweight champion of the world. And I will shake his hand and I will say, much respect to you.
No,
the
I know
fuck
that.
Have you done?
I mean that. I heard that yesterday. That shit was funny. I heard that shit yesterday. That shit is hilarious. Eddie Hearn, man. That guy, bro. I know what people probably don't like him, but this fucking guy is the best promoter out there, man. As far as like visual wise, man, like being in front of the camera, being bigging up your fighters. Oh, like he said in the motherfucking interview, who better than me?
Bob.
Ah, Bob, man.
Wait. Who got more pound-for-pound fighters on the fake list, Bob or Eddie? Who's got a more proven track record, Bob or Eddie? Who's promoted fucking Muhammad Ali, Evil Knievel, Frazier, Floyd, Oscar, shit? Oh,
hey, Bob, look here.
Resume, look anything. Here. Don't make me pull resume.
No. Look here. I love Bob, and I love, man, me some Terrence Crawford. But nigga, you could put Terrence Crawford and Lomachenko together. You still wouldn't get nowhere near Anthony Joshua, a residual effect. Ben, what are you talking about?
One dude. We talking about.
It don't matter. It don't matter. No, Golden Boy got one dude. Golden Boy got one dude.
Oh, you
got
to let me talk. Listen, you talking about one dude? Bob created Oscar, who created Floyd. Like, what are you talking about?
Right now,
Bob created Pacquiao and Cotto. Like, matter of fact, won't you do me a favor?
It's not a Hall of Fame resume. We're talking about right now. We ain't talking about 10 years ago, 20 years ago, 30 years ago.
That isn't a spawn of Bob.
Right, here we go. Here we go.
Name one pay-per-view star is not a spawn of Bob. Exactly, and I'll help you. It's Canelo, the only one. And how'd he learn?
I mean, now he's a spawn. He's a spawn.
How'd he learn?
He's a spawn, though. Hold on.
He learned because Oscar came up.
Oscar, exactly. You know what and if you connect all that shit together, that means he's a fucking spawn, a Bob. But at the same time, right now, we ain't talking about motherfucking totality. We ain't talking about fucking career achievement. We're talking about right now.
Right now, the last 1 month and shit. Get out.
No. The past year. Hold on a minute. Correct me if I'm wrong. Every year they give out a promoter of the year award, right or wrong?
I don't know.
Oh, you don't know now.
We got to check the BWAs. No, honestly, we got to check the BWAs. I don't know.
Oh, okay. Thought you knew.
Nah, I don't fucking know about that shit. I don't even look into awards. But all I'm saying is this. Yo, Bob was one of the first promoters to be streaming his undercard fights. He was streaming straight to Top Rank Live. You know what I mean? Straight to YouTube. For one of the first. Like, Bob has just too many proven stars, bro. And now, like, yo, people talking all this hoopla about this the zone deal, right? You know what I'm saying? But let's be real. Bob's deal is better. What's more known, ESPN or fucking the zone? What's a household name? What has a fucking number 35 Alexa ranking in the world? If there's a trillion websites, ESPN is number 35 last I checked, but I bet you it's lower now. You could check yourself by going to Alexa.com and just typing in ESPN.com. Like, are you guys fucking insane? Bob is doing better than everybody.
Bob is putting on shit.
Al Heyman wish ESPN
Bob is putting on shit.
Remember the ESPN had a deal with Al Heyman. They ain't offer Al no money that we know of. Maybe they ain't offer him enough. Maybe he ain't like it. I don't know. But all I know is Bob over there with a 7-year deal.
On shit fights.
Yeah, and fucking all his fighters on the cover of ESPN, though, Mike. That's all that matter. The history of Pedraza is up there, and now people know him. More people know
him. No, it don't matter, bro. You're killing me, man.
All I'm saying is now more people know Pedraza than yesterday due to the location of where Bob has his fighters at.
Okay, man.
I'm just saying. I bet you when you in Boston and you see Eddie and you like, yo, Eddie, why you ain't released them Anthony Joshua numbers from September 22nd yet? I thought you said he was going to release it. He gonna spin you around. He going to offer you a drink. Get out of here, bro. Put the numbers out.
What I'm saying is this right here, bro. what Eddie Hearn has been doing.
Look at Legendary Boxing. He is the PBC fangirl. Fox is in 120 million more homes than ESPN. And he's spamming that. ESPN doing the same ratings as Showtime. Stop it.
Hey, that's my guy. I like that guy. But look here. What I'm saying is right, man.
Let me tell you something. What he not telling you. Okay, ESPN for the last maybe 4 years was fucking Friday Night Fights. So, like, for them to be doing a mill now means something. He lying.
I mean, the reason they were Friday Night Fights because they had Friday Night level of fucking talent.
Exactly. But he raised that talent and them ratings. That's all that matter.
Yeah, I mean, Bob, he sour out. So he went with that. But what I'm saying is this right here, man. The past year, there has not been a better promoter than Eddie Hearn. We're not going in totality. We're not going over fucking 20 years, 30 years. We're not going down Bob fucking
family tree. Eddie Hearn just got this deal. And he signed a bunch of fringe contenders, man. Stop playing with me, bro.
I'm saying as a totality, bro.
Five champ in the heavyweight. And that one spot champ in the heavyweight is a fucking one deal with the zone. All right, get out of here. Don't act.
I'm pretty sure he's gonna get shopped around too to HBO, to ESPN, to fucking Showtime. And after this one fight is over, Anthony Joshua will be going back to the fucking drawing table for another check from somebody. What I'm saying, Dre, bro, over the past year, man, you just listen to me, man. Far as interviews, far as fucking press conference, far as fights. As far as just being out there so the public can know you, ain't nobody done is doing it better than Eddie.
Man, you
can agree to disagree.
You crazy? You in love with Eddie?
I'm in love with Eddie. I was shitting on him yesterday.
That's your man's now. I see it. I can see it. God.
Eddie, call in, brother.
I can see it, man. That now is really bad because we got two Eddie guys now.
Two Eddie guys.
Yeah, you and Rob. I mean, one dude.
I call a spade a spade, bro.
One of our co-hosts loves him so much he changed his name to Robbie Hearn. Like, come on. And they called me bias on the panel.
They called me Mike Crawford, so I mean, what the fuck going on?
I don't know. We're going to go out to what I believe is a first-time caller or a lost number in Chicago. 773-424. You're up. Right after these messages from our sponsor.
These calls are brought to you by El Camino Electrical Services, experts in electric vehicle charging stations. For consultations and turnkey installation, visit us at elcaminoelectricalservices.com.
Hey, man, real quick before we start, I want to give a big shout out to everybody in the Carolinas on the coastline. Please, please get better. Hopefully you're not going through tough times right now. If you are, just believe the whole United States are here for you, and we got your back.
In Chicago, who's this?
Hello, this
yes,
is Kevin.
First time caller, Kevin.
About was
Kevin, first time caller.
Yeah, first time caller.
All right, I'm gonna go ahead and play this first time caller intro. Let the world know your name, where you're calling from, and how you found TBV.
Ladies and gentlemen, making his professional debut.
Kevin from Chicago.
How tall are you and how much do you weigh?
Nah, man. How you found TBV?
I just found it on YouTube after the GGG fight.
Which one?
Triple G fight. I was looking up YouTube videos.
But which Triple G fight? Vines, Canelo 1, Canelo 2?
This recent one.
All right, Canelo 2. All right, I'm going to go ahead and play this 3-minute clock. Take it away.
Okay, so what I want to say is Povetkin, he's going to have to get a knockout. This is a sport of boxing. They're not going to give a decision to Povetkin. They're not going to risk that for their cash cow. This is the way boxing is now. It's corrupt. It's always been corrupt. That's why I hate boxing. Anytime you got money involved, you got the tribe. You know which tribe. They're going to set it in favor of whichever gets the most money. And the Mexican cash cow, Canelo, he brings in too many pay-per-views. When the Latino community, they come in, they buy the pay-per-views. It's like a family event. It's a national holiday for them. they have so much power in the pay-per-view world that there's not a chance in hell that we're going to give that fight to Triple G.
Maybe they didn't give it to him because they didn't want it. You know what I'm saying?
Listen, the narrative I see these boxing heads, oh, he walked GG down. He walked Triple G down. He didn't walk anybody down. He was walking in the street laps. He was walking in jacks all night. Triple G was dictating that fight.
Do you want a rematch or are you too disgusted?
No, it's going to be the same thing. Canelo's got a good chance, so he's not going to knock him out, and they're just going to give him another decision. So, no, I don't even want to see a rematch unless it's in somewhere in Europe, in Kazakhstan or Russia or something like that. So wow. They're going to rob Triple G because the pay-per-views, that's all they care about. It's money. It's a corrupt sport. I mean, we already knew this. That's why I like amateur wrestling. There's no money involved in amateur wrestling.
I like amateur wrestling.
Well, all right, Kevin in Chicago.
The best man wins. It's no politics involved.
Kevin in Chicago, just to close it up.
Too much corruption.
Just to close it up, you're going Anthony Joshua for sure, right?
Yep.
What's your money on?
Anthony Joshua is going to win based on
by decision or what?
40 years old. I might see a late stoppage. He might get him out of there late.
All right, late stoppage. Thanks for calling in, Kevin in Chicago.
Man, we got to quit doing that, bro. We got to quit. Well, I'm not saying us. I'm talking about the fans as a whole. All this corruption, all this motherfucking, this whatever you guys want to call it. Maybe the guy just lost because he got beat up. I don't know, bro. I mean, y'all act like Canelo went out there and fucking gave every judge a motherfucking $10,000 stipend.
Did you watch the fight game?
Yeah, I mean, I watched overtime.
Disgrace.
Thank you.
I swear, to compare Triple G to Muhammad Ali,
disrespectful.
That motherfucker. Disrespectful. He's crazy.
But that's why I watch it, though, because I have to know the other side of the spectrum. Just because it's outlandish and bullshit don't mean that it's not important and gives us this kind of ammunition. That's the only reason why I watch.
I just don't get it. Like, some of the shit he be saying on there is insane, bro. Insane. I mean, I don't know, man. I don't know. And then he puts Bernard Hopkins in your face to break down why Canelo won the fight, and then turns around in the same breath and says that Triple G. Not only did he say it, but he said Triple G had what he called it? What he called his fandom? Called us some shit where it's like so huge, and I'm like,
fuck, what the word did he use?
This pay per view did worse than the last one. It's saying
1.1, yeah,
1.5 or some shit like that. So like, where is this fandom that Lampley was talking about on Fight Game? I mean, he was bugging, bro. He was bugging.
And they should be more disappointed in fucking HBO by just like the fucking narrative that they were spending about Canelo. When you're spending that kind of narrative, man, you're turning off fucking pay-per-view buyers, in my opinion. You're turning a lot of people off.
Yeah. I mean, listen.
Triple G can't get a decision. Oh, he can't win. Oh, he won't win in Vegas. Come on, man. Come on, man.
This loss did more for his legacy, according to Lampley.
And I've often said I felt bad for Triple G after I seen his post fight interview. The guy just looked like he was fucking just defeated, defeated.
Well, he walked out the ring a la Cotto style. Let's go out to the 929-329-326. First time caller.
Yep, what's good, y'all?
First time caller?
Yeah.
I'm going to go ahead and play this first time caller intro. Let the world know your name, where you're calling from, and how you found TBV.
Ladies and gentlemen, making his professional debut.
All right.
Yo, hello?
Yes, your name?
All right, what's up, y'all? Jay from Brooklyn, Best Star, y'all. What's up?
Jay
from Brooklyn.
What it do? Talk to us. Immediate reaction on this weigh-in. What you think?
Both fighters look ready, man. I ain't going to lie. Povetkin got to give it his all, man, because this is like one of your last shots. You're going against AJ. Now, I mean, if you're going to expose his chin, you got to do it now, man. But I think Joshua going to get the work done. Joshua knows the pressure is on him. Everybody's going to be watching this fight. And I think Joshua going to close it out probably in 4 or 5 rounds.
So you're saying that Joshua going to KO him in 4 or 5 rounds?
Yeah.
Okay. I feel it.
Well, all right, Jay in Brooklyn.
This fight is lit, man. It's lit. It's gonna be a good fight. I mean, I'm not watching on the DAZN. I'm gonna watch you guys when y'all do the post fight reaction and see what's going on from there. You know what I mean? So,
come on. Now I need to interview you. Why are you not getting a free month of DAZN?
Well, you got Billy Joe Saunders.
Why don't you want to support Demetrius Andre?
Big Baby Miller.
Demetrius Andre. Oh, nah. I fuck with Demetrius Andre, but I'm not nah. Is that fight is going to be free if you order the Povetkin and Joshua the first month?
Yep. That's how you're going to get all them fights for free. You're going to get the Andre Billy Joe, you're going to get the Big Baby Edemic, you're going to get the Jesse Vargas Delorme. You know, you're going to get
Regis.
You're going to get Regis versus all those
people.
Josh Taylor, like the WBS. Like, I don't think people understand what's going on here. Like, y'all bugging. This good boxing. I don't know what y'all talking about, but I hear you. Jay, you have found a place to be educated. Best believe that. And we are going to do a live fight chat, and we will break it down for you and let you guys know how DAZN was, whether or not the stream was any good, comparing it to ESPN and others. I'm going to keep these phone lines moving. Looks like we got our good friend, Legendary Boxer, on the line.
One thing before we get to Legendary Boxer. I don't know. Look here, man. All you boxers out there, you guys can take a fucking playbook or page out of Conor McGregor fucking playbook. I don't know if you seen the press conference yesterday. This guy can sell fucking water to the fucking ocean.
Who the fuck is that guy?
I understand. No, what I'm saying is, look at just take a little page out of his playbook. That's it. That's all I'm saying.
Oh man, take a page out of a UFC fighter's book. I hear you. Legend
as far as promoting yourself.
Legendary boxer.
What's going on, Ness? What kind of horseshit are you spewing here, saying Top Rank's ESPN deal is biggest deal? And how is it bigger than Fox? ESPN doesn't have, they don't have prime time 10 dates at 10 p.m. Saturday night on Fox, which is in 200 million homes. Fox has probably the biggest penetration in American homes. Like 80% of American homes get Fox, and ESPN is like maybe 40-50%.
All right.
So you can't even,
ready for me to rebuttal?
And also, how could it be the biggest deal when they don't even have the best talent? Go ahead. I'm done. Go ahead.
I don't think I said it is the biggest deal, but if you want to go that route, we can, because ESPN has been known for how many years to have boxing? I'll wait for you to answer. Just a million people that watched it for Crawford and Lomachenko, right? Just a million. Those millions.
Showtime does a million, and it's 20 million homes.
And Showtime has a smaller budget too. So what are you saying?
And they do a million homes. ESPN is in 90 million homes. They should be doing 3 million.
Exactly.
Use your brain. And now with Bob
being there for the next 7 years, do you see what he's systematically doing? You telling me the fights aren't getting better by better?
On trash fights every week.
Kovalev Alvarez is trash. The rematch, because he picked
it
up.
He's
got a 7 year deal, moron. He's got a 7 year deal.
What fight do they have coming up?
No. What other good fight did they pick up? You fucking loser. Tevin Farmer versus Billy Gibb. Didn't he pick that shit up too?
Trash. What are you talking about? That's not a good fight. That's trash. Billy Gibb is trash.
You're a fake fan, because I wanted to see Tevin Farmer.
Billy Gibb is not even an active fighter.
I'm not going to argue. I'm not going to yell over you, bro. I'm not going to yell over you, fucking moron. Billy Gibb was fighting Farmer for the belt, idiot. You motherfuckers make me call you names. okay? I'm a true boxing fan. If a motherfucker's fighting for a title, I want to see it, especially when it's a motherfucker named Tevin Farmer. Don't be an idiot. And Bob got a 7-year deal. You talking about, oh, that's 2 months from now. Kovalev versus fucking Elderly Alvarez is a great fight. The HBO dropped the ball on and Bob picked it the fuck up. What are you talking about? He's picking up shit left and right and he's bidding on shit. Didn't he just outbid Eddie Hearn? What the fuck are you talking about? I'm not going to yell over you to prove a fucking point. You're a moron. All you do is come up and say bullshit, but you can't beat me in this topic. Name the last time fucking Fox had boxing on there. Fucking Fox Sports 1? Nobody ain't watching that shit. Have you checked the ratings? The only time Fox did some good numbers was when Keith and them was on there. Get the fuck out of here. ESPN is more known for boxing. They got 30 for 30 for years. Mike Tyson and all the motherfuckers been replayed on there for years. What are you talking about? They've been doing specials there for years. Friday night fights there for years. You an insane to compare fucking Fox, something that hasn't been done in forever, to this. They need to do the same thing Bob is doing. Start fucking working aggressively. Get out of here, bro.
Bayside boxing. Tom Williams said, get the strap.
This bipolar shit. I don't know. He needs some medicine or something.
No, no. Why don't you rebut me like a fucking real man instead
because
of just saying lies?
You won't even let me answer. Let your arguments answer. Are so weak. You won't even let me answer. Talk.
Get the fuck out of here. Everything I said was facts.
You answered it so weak.
So you didn't watch Tevin Farmer versus Billy Dib?
That was on a piece of shit. Nobody watched that.
Did you motherfucking watch it? Well, then you ain't a real fan. You're not a real fan. You're not a real fan, bro. You're not a real fan. Did you watch fucking Usyk versus Maria Gassiev?
Yeah, I watched it.
So then what
the fuck? That was a real fight.
Oh, that was a real fight.
That was on ESPN.
You know what?
That was on ESPN.
You're a bum, bro.
That wasn't on ESPN.
Bum.
You said
give me some facts, bro.
Victor Ortiz doing better ratings than Lomachenko on Fox. That's Victor Ortiz doing better ratings than Lomachenko on Fox.
Victor Ortiz is a fucking movie star, a movie star bum, okay? Get the fuck out of here. You rather talk about Victor Ortiz because he was built by Golden Boy and he was built by HBO. Let's not forget, he was built by one of the biggest boxing networks, okay? So he's got residual fandom.
Wow.
Oh, I'm lying?
Omar Figueroa did better ratings than Lomachenko on Fox. Figueroa and Robert Guerrero did better ratings than Lomachenko on Fox.
Let's see them keep doing it.
Go ahead, buddy.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
No, because this is the shit you do. This is what you do. You think that saying that Lomachenko did worse ratings than Omar Figueroa, who fought who exactly, legendary boxer? Tell the fans who
Robert
he fought.
Robert Guerrero.
Okay.
Robert Guerrero.
So that was a good fight. Was that a good fight?
No, Loma versus Jason Sosa was a legendary fight. Ness.
No, no, Loma, Loma, Loma versus Linares. Losses, right? Loma
yeah,
versus Linares.
Losses, right? And now Loma's fighting Tank Leftovers on ESPN Primetime. Wow. I'm supposed to be impressed by that. Wow. He's fighting a bum that Tank
and
knocked
what about Loma
out.
Versus,
wow.
What about Loma wow, versus Ness. Linares? What about Lomas versus Linares?
That was a great fight. That was a great fight. It was 6 months ago.
Okay.
That was 6 months ago. Okay.
And the man's not coming on.
You want a cookie for that?
No, I want to continue. I want to continue the debate. I want to continue the debate without you cutting me off because you're remembering. You're trying to.
You're
trying to delete.
You always get schooled. Don't yell at me. You get schooled.
Yo, you're trying to delete the fact that Lomachenko hurt his hand. So you want him to come back versus who on ESPN with testing his hand? Because I don't see Keith Thurman coming back versus Errol Spence like all you PBC fanboys want. So shut the fuck up and hold that L.
Pedraza is Errol Spence now? Get the fuck out of here.
No,
Pedraza is Jose Cito Lopez.
No, Lomachenko.
Pedraza is Jose Cito Lopez.
So who the fuck is Lomachenko? Is he not Keith Thurman? What you saying?
Yeah, that's okay. You can say that.
I know I can say that. Hold that fucking L, motherfucker. What you talking about? Anyone who's injured got to come back with a tune-up. Anybody who's injured comes back with a tune-up. Get the fuck out of here. You just a hater, bro.
Yeah. Everybody comes back with a tune-up. Everybody.
Whoever's hurt, bro. If they hurt, they are allowed, man. They're allowed.
All I'm saying is Showtime has better fights and Fox has the better stable. And you can't say that ESPN has the best deal because that's not even close to having the best deal because 90% of their fights are fucking like matchups that are showcases. And you can't hide that fact with all your screaming and shit. You can't hide that fact.
Legendary boxer, I don't need to hide my fact that both entities are equally putting shit fights and good fights. Stop lying.
Showtime has had the best year. Showtime has had the best year in boxing. How are they putting on shit fights? What are you talking about?
So you saying this doesn't flip-flop?
Showtime has had three unification fights in 2018.
You telling
three
me this doesn't flip-flop?
Who else has done that?
You telling me this doesn't flip-flop? It doesn't flip-flop. One year, one promoter's doing good. The other year,
Top Rank have a great year, Ness. Okay. When did Top Rank have a great year? Why don't you tell me when they had a great year?
No.
I'll just wait. And I'm done after that.
So Bob Arum didn't have Floyd Mayweather. He didn't have Oscar. He didn't have Cotto. He didn't have none of those.
What are you talking about? Lomachenko, Crawford.
None of those people. None of those people.
20 years ago.
Oh, really? Crawford unifying a division and being undisputed was 20 years ago. Because that was a fucking
Crawford
Bob Arum fighter.
Crawford beating Ndongo?
No, no, no.
You want a cookie for
Crawford
that?
Crawford unifying and being undisputed. Lomachenko moving up multiple weight divisions. Get the fuck out of here, bro.
Undisputed.
You're such a liar.
Benavidez? You want a cookie for Benavidez? You want me to give you a cookie for Benavidez now on ESPN? Okay. Okay. You want a cookie for that? Okay. I'll give you
no.
one.
No, let's fuck give you a cookie. Here. Let's give you a cookie for Victor Ortiz versus John Molina on Fox, motherfucker. What you talking
about?
What you talking about? It's
about
equal
Danny
bullshit.
Supporter? Danny West Supporter just happened. Danny West Supporter just happened. Mikey West Easter just happened.
Hey, legendary. Legendary. In the words of yourself, that was last month.
Jack versus Alvarez.
That was last
Jack
month.
Jack versus Alvarez.
When's the last time Badu Jack fought? When's the last time Badu Jack fought? Where's he been at?
Like 4 months ago.
That's a long time ago.
No, it's not.
Lomachenko's about to be back. Quicker than that with an injury. Get the fuck out of here, bro. Beat it. Beat it.
Oh, my God.
It's so many. Tank and over Stevenson's here crying. Tank over here crying that he didn't even fight. He only fought one time this year. My promoter's setting me up.
Yeah, if you're drunk and if you're drunk,
my promoter's setting me
happened.
Up. My promoter's setting me up. Meanwhile, Legendary Boxer saying that that's the greatest promotion of all time.
Okay, last question. ESPN is the better team, all that. How does Showtime and Al Heyman kick their ass in the purse bid for Stevenson versus Grosdick if they're such a good deal?
Versus who?
Where'd the money go? Didn't Al Heyman just kick Bob Arum's ass in a purse bid for Stevenson Grosdick? That's on Showtime, buddy. How do they kick their ass if they got the best
Doug,
deal?
You win some, you lose some.
They always lose to Al Heyman.
So now you're the one yelling. Because didn't Bob just beat Eddie in the purse bid? Didn't Bob just beat Eddie in the purse bid? So you win some, you lose some. At least he's out there fucking actively, aggressively coming for the fights, though.
Which fight? Barker versus Delorme? You want to watch an Uber driver fight in the main event? Congrats to you. I don't want to watch that.
Dog, what are you talking about? I'm talking about Bob bidding. The same way you're talking about Bob losing a purse bid. I said you win some, you lose some. He lost to Al Heyman, but he won one over Eddie Hearn. What are you talking about?
Yeah, but that's a bum fight. Who cares about Maurice Hooker and Saucedo? That's a bum-ass fight. Nobody cares about that trash.
A bum fight to you because you're not a promoter invested in a fighter with a title.
Majority of boxing fans don't even never heard of Maurice Hooker or care about him.
Anybody legendary boxer says is good or company says is good, that's what we got to believe. Meanwhile, Victor Ortiz got a TV slot versus John Molina.
On Fox Sports.
Exactly.
ESPN is giving way worse.
Exactly.
Look at the top
but,
rank slot.
But
look
I don't hear,
the top
I don't,
rank slot.
I don't,
they're
I don't,
giving,
listen to me. You got to yell, right? Because
go ahead,
you're losing. You got to yell because you're losing. Because where's you saying? You want
go
a cookie?
Go ahead,
you want a cookie? No, but
go ahead. Go ahead.
I am going ahead. I want you to say your fucking line. Ask me, do I want a cookie for fucking Victor Ortiz and John Molina?
Are you saying ESPN has not put on worse events than Victor Ortiz and Jordan Molina?
I'm saying this, my friend. Do not say that they not shitting on the plate too, because they are. That's all.
You're comparing Fox Sports to ESPN. That
I'm comparing everybody to everybody. I'm comparing everybody to everybody.
Fox Sport is on ESPN level. Showtime and Fox are going to be dominating ESPN in the next 2 years. Just watch.
Yo, Victor Ortiz versus John Molina main event, man. Whole act. Get the fuck out of here.
On Fox Sports, buddy. On Fox Sports. On Fox Sports.
Meanwhile, listen. I'm going to talk to my co-host now because it's useless talking to you. Because meanwhile, you know, Mike, he's saying that Delorme versus Vargas is shit. And this is not on the same level? This is not on the same level?
You know, hey, yeah. I mean,
it's Fox Sports.
First, I mean, we all know that the promoters and fighters
shit fights and
of course.
But nobody puts on as much shit fights as Top Rank. Look at their undercards. Look at their whole event. It's full of trash.
Are you fucking insane? Are you insane?
I can bring up Frank Warren, man. I can bring up Frank Warren. Wait a minute.
Who is Clayton Jr.? Who's Clayton Jr.?
What the fuck is that?
I don't know. Clayton Laurent Jr. Come on. I'm talking to you, legendary boxer. Who's Clayton Laurent Jr.?
Who? I don't know who the fuck that is. He's no-name bum. Who? I don't give a shit.
Exactly. He was on the undercard of Porter Garcia. Ricky Lopez. Ricky Lopez. Don't tell me they don't put on shit fights, motherfucker. Don't say they don't put on shit fights. Everybody put on shit fights. Get the fuck. Man, I'm done with you. Beat it. Donald and California.
Hey, I was about to say, if y'all liking that, man, y'all liking that content, legendary boxer and fucking Ness, go ahead and smash that thumbs up button, man. Helps with the visibility of the show.
He's a biased bum. Every fucking promoter put on shit fights. Every promoter got to build up their fighter and their prospect. No one is putting niggas in there tough from coming out their mom's womb. This dude is a fucking weirdo.
We are an equal opportunity channel with callers. So, bum or not.
Hey, that was just a fucking serious fight. That was motherfucking Wilder versus Ortiz, and Ness just got that 10th round knockout. Y'all was going at it. I was like, damn. But, man, I just looked at that weigh-in. Fucking for Beckin, he's small as fuck. That motherfucker's only 212. God.
Nah, that's a typo. They saying it was 222.
Oh, it was 222? Okay. Yeah, because I was about to say, damn, I never
that's
seen
still 20 pounds lighter.
Like 220.
That's still 20 pounds lighter.
Yeah. But Povetkin's never been a big heavyweight. You know what I'm saying? Like, in my opinion, if Povetkin wanted to, he could get down to cruiserweight, you know, because he's always been like 220. You know, I don't think I've never seen Povetkin be even 230. You know, he's always been in the 220-ish, like around Tyson weight, you know. You know what? I mean, I'm pretty sure that Joshua will probably beat Povetkin, but in the back of my mind, I'm just hoping that somehow Povetkin lands some type of punch on Joshua and fucking knocks his ass out, because for the simple fact that I just don't like how...
Breaking up, man. You're breaking up a little bit.
I hope that the payback for playing with Wilder is you fucking going there and fucking Joshua gets into the later rounds with Povetkin, and Joshua starts fucking looking sluggish and shit, and somehow fucking Povetkin lands a shot on Joshua, and oh, fuck, he fucking knocked him down, and everybody will be like fucking upset alert, like, God, you know, because we all know that, you know, they won't give, Povetkin a decision, and I don't think that they would do Povetkin like how they did Tackham, you know, they won't do him like that, but... that's what I'm just hoping. I'm just hoping for that. But you know what? Hey, I need to download that DAZN app, because man, it is a lot of good fights, and I need to see that shit. You know, like Les was saying, like I'm a boxing fan. I'm watching all that shit. Fucking when Tevin Farmer was fighting Billy Dibb, I was just getting off work, and I was driving in my car with my motherfucking phone set up, and I had the app going, and I was fucking watching that shit. Fucking sitting in traffic on my way home from work, you know. I watch all that type of shit. You know, I'm trying to have everything. I was just looking on the internet the other day, and there was this fucking cable box. I can't remember what type of cable box it was, but it's like some type of foreign cable box, and you can order it. And it's like one of them costs like $30, and one costs like $80, and it plays all like the foreign fights and all that type of shit, because my fucking wife's brother is friends with that one dude, the Biso Mancino, and his brother was telling me about this cable box I can get to play all that shit.
Okay.
Donald, well, thanks for calling in. Keep us posted on how that ends up.
Great call, Donald. Great call.
But, yeah, man. Thanks for calling in. Man, I just don't understand certain people, bro. I mean, I'm a boxing fan. I'm going to watch it. That's just that simple. You know,
I mean,
today's Showbox, that might not be a live watch, but it's a DVR watch. Like, it's still getting DVR'd. I still want to see it. Like, I don't get these guys, man. And they call
I'm
me.
Pretty sure.
I think that's biased, bro. I like prospects. I've been watching Jamal James from the very beginning, and we've been going to Minnesota to cover him from the very beginning, and he lost, and we still covering him. Like, this is why, you know, people say, oh, UFC is better because they don't shit on their fighters, bro. Like, dude lose one time, you got to cut him off according to Legendary Box. Everybody's a bum, you know, except for the PBC fighters. Meanwhile, the Gladiator and Victor Ortiz, they not bums. One dude quit 8 times. The other dude just can't stop from getting hit. But that's a good fight, according to him, you know?
I mean, one thing that I want to bring up about most fans that saying they're not, are not going to buy the zone, it doesn't mean that they won't be watching the fight. These guys will probably get streams or get shit. They have pop-ups and shit and deal with that, but 9 times out of 10.
I would rather you say that, though. I would rather you say that than like slap boxing in the face and say, yo, I ain't watching that. That's a shit fight. Them dudes is bums. Like, man, get the fuck out of here, bro. Them dudes will beat the shit out of you.
Yeah, of course.
You know what I'm saying? Yo, bro, it's just different. You know what I'm saying? I am who I am in front of these dudes. I know half these motherfucking punks ain't going to say shit. But Joseph from Texas, talk to us.
Yeah, man, I just want to know what the fuck was that other guy talking about, dude?
He's just a fucking he's a PBC dick rider, bro. Nothing does better than PBC, you know, if his, you know, in his eyes.
You know what I'm saying? But does he forget that PBC also put on Ruslan Provodnikov and John Molina a few years ago? Like, everybody has bad fights, man. Lomachenko is one of the best fighters in the world. Why would you not want to watch that? Yeah, I totally agree with you, Nestor, man. That dude is just tripping, man. That's all I wanted to say was that dude's out of his fucking mind.
Well, thanks for calling in, Joseph. And I'm going to just address this in the chat. Mason Baxter. Ness, you used to call Eurofighters bums all the fucking time. You a hypocrite. No, idiot. It's called evolution. Fucking moron. 9 years ago, were you the same man you are today? I swear to God, I can't be nice to stupid people. You start watching boxing, start watching the UK fighters, and little by little, they've gotten better. Tell me 9 years ago, you guys were as good as you are now. UK boxing is at its height for a reason, because the fighters got better. Mason Baxter, fucking weirdo. 9 years ago, you guys had Kevin Mitchell getting beat up by every fucking body. Get out of here, bro. Bunch of bums back then. I don't give a fuck what year you thought Mitchell was good. He can't beat nobody over here, and he probably never beat nobody over here. Every time he can. I remember, I think even Robert Guerrero beat him years ago. Beat it, man. Fucking Ricky Burns, hot and from fucking Brona. From 130, then he ran to 135, and he sold that belt to Crawford in Top Rank. He ain't want to get that ass whooped by Broner. Come on, bro. Don't make me. Gavin Reese coming over here to die versus Broner. Don't make me. Darren Barker? Don't make me start talking about back in the day, man. Don't make me start talking about back in the day fucking Euro bum fighters. Get the fuck out of here, nigga. I know. I watch boxing. I know. Y'all just got on the map. Don't make me. Don't fucking make me, okay?
God, we're here filming this up this morning.
Oh, shit. I was just about to leave, and 2 more callers called in. Let's see. Let's see if somebody's going to fucking make me. You want a cookie? We're going to get that shit trending. You want a cookie? We're going to get that shit trending real quick. What?
I'm looking for you want a cookie.
This is Miami 305. Let's see. Let's see. Who we got? Who we got?
Getting jiggy with it. They saying Calzacchi, Frotch, Lewis, Ben.
Oh, my God. Calzacchi was how many years ago? That's what I'm saying. It was far in between. Far in between.
Eubank.
They wasn't as consistent as right now. They were very stretched out, right? Right or wrong?
Absolutely.
Right now, they got a pack of people. Like, you could just talk about dozens and dozens of UK fighters. But back then, it was stretched out. When Calzacchi was popping, who else was popping? When Ricky was popping, and I mean Hatton, who else was popping? Like, stop it, man. And no, I ain't going all the way back to when I was in the crib. Call me a casual because I don't know your fucking old heads that never came over here. Last I checked, Nigel Benn never came over here, did he?
I don't think he ever came over here, but he did fight McClellan.
Yeah,
but Eubank, Eubank. Oh, whoa. Well, no, hell, kind of Ben, no. I mean, no, Nigel Ben, no.
I know he never fought his true adversary, is all I heard.
James Toney, yeah, he ain't the damn
one. His true adversary is all I heard.
Damn on James Toney.
His true adversary did fight the Bernards and the Roy Jones, though. That's all I'm saying. Like, please.
Who's that?
What you mean? James Toney. James Toney.
Oh, yeah. I thought you were talking about his countrymen.
Nah. Man, get that domestic level bullshit out of here. That's what the fuck I'm telling you. These dudes sit over here and fight each other because they popular in their little ass fucking island and they think they doing shit. No, motherfucker. You beat your best over there. Now you got to come over and beat our best to be the best. It's an international sport, not a sit-at-home sport because everybody want to come see you fight whoever. Man, if it's like that, James DeGale and fucking George Groves could have stood over there and been kings because when they was 10-0 and 11-0, they sold out 13,000. They could have had a trilogy by now and been good. Like, stop it, man.
I'm finna say, and Cavs.
I didn't have this number from Miami, so this must be a new caller.
So you're absolutely right, James Toney Punk.
It's actually
Eubank and Ben on motherfucking live TV. So, and he was talking about their mama on live TV. So
I know. And he went the what's my man name from Rocky?
Rocky.
Mr. T route. He went
the
T route and still ain't get the fight. Come on, bro. Come on, man. Don't make me Tony in Miami talk to me.
Ness, what's good, fam? I just wanted to address my dude that was talking about PBC versus ESPN. I feel what he's saying. I don't want to go as far as saying every top ranker Golden Boy fight is trash, but I think PBC has fights that are real relevant to the storyline of boxing because they have so many fighters in welterweight, 154, and now they're putting on Wilder versus Fury. They just got a lot of relevant storyline fights.
I totally agree. I totally agree. They have a big stable, man. They got over 160 fighters. So it's easier for them to put on those big fights like Danny versus Porter and Garcia and so on and so forth. You know, so we expect that from them. We don't expect, you know, garbage. So.
Right. I don't agree with how to. He didn't.
10 seconds.
Like, the fight, everyone do garbage fights. I agree with you. But like Crawford versus Benavidez, like that doesn't really do anything for the welterweight division. I mean, this is a good stay busy fight, but
listen, I agree.
That's not that interesting to me.
No, I agree. You know, I don't like that fight. And I'm not trying to defend that fight. But but listen, we about to get Keith Thurman versus somebody we don't want, and we just got Earl versus somebody we didn't want. You know, and we about to get.
But wait. You're not cool with, like, they saying it's Zab Judah. You're not cool with that?
Fuck no.
Hell no.
40-year-old Zab? Like, what's up? What?
Listen. I don't, Zab is washed. We all agree with that and respectfully because I love Zab, but.
And when the last time Zab had a fight, bro? When the last time Zab had a fight?
Look, it's probably been a year or two, maybe more, but. I'm cool with Keith getting a warm-up fight. I'm not mad at that.
Me neither.
What about Ray Robinson?
I just want you to see. I'm equally okay with that because I know Loma needs a warm-up fight. That's part of this business. Fury just got two warm-ups fight, you know what I mean? But for Legendary Boxer, he points out the warm-up fights as trash and as, you know, programming when everyone does it.
No, I don't. It was just the way he was saying it was not correct. I feel what he's saying though. Like after he beat Lomachenko beats Pedraza, like then what? Like they saying Mikey, but we know that's not gonna happen. We know that.
I mean, I don't know, man. I don't know. I don't see why it won't happen. I see that Kovalev versus Elderly Alvarez is on ESPN. I seen Tevin Farmer, who's now with The Zone, was just on ESPN. I think Bob has just been given a mission by ESPN to make the best possible fights, and he's not going to let politics get in the way. That's all his statements.
Look,
in the media, they've been like that, and until, you know, he can prove me different, I'm going to believe what he's saying because he's still doing it.
Right, right. Now, I just want to say one more thing. I read it on the internet, could be a lie, could be true, that Espinoza wanted all the PBC fighters to be exclusive with Showtime, and I guess with Fox as well, because Wilder was willing to fight on DAZN against Espinoza's wishes. Now, I don't know if that's true. I read it, but it sounds legit, and if that's true, I don't see Mikey, Spence, Wilder, none of those top-tier PBC dudes are going anywhere.
I don't know. That sounds like a lot of contracts, especially when Al, like, those guys are not even promoted. They're all just signed to, like, Al as advisors or manager or whatever the case may be. But, hey, that's interesting. I would like to see if something, you know, comes out that –
what's that source?
Yeah, that's a little – that has a source because, like you said, you read it on the internet. You don't know. But it would be interesting to see if Espinoza finally did smarten up and say, look, I can't just keep doing this verbal handshakes, these verbal conversations and these backroom handshakes. I need these guys on paper because I got Eddie Hearn out there and Bob Arum trying to offer the guys that are supposed to be on my network big money. We seen Bob Arum try to take David Benavidez, but you won't hear legendary boxer say nothing about that. You know what I'm saying? We seen that. So we seen Eddie coming at Mikey, Earl, numerous fighters offering tens of millions of dollars. So, like, yeah, it would be smart for Espinoza to do something like that and kind of put guys on some sort of books or contract or paper or whatever the case may be, right?
And people, remember, the premise of this show is AJ versus Povetkin. You know what I'm saying? We going down like a rabbit hole.
Yeah, somehow, so supposed to leave and callers just keep calling in talking about other things, man. This is what you did.
Let's go, though. Let's go.
All your fault, Mike.
Legendary boxing, man. Shout out to, hey, he gets shit stirred up, bro. I'm telling you, man. Like him, don't like him. He gets shit stirred up.
Boxer is a bum. John Wolf from Louisiana. Talk to me.
Yeah,
hey, man, turn your background down.
John,
I'm
you there?
Fan. I follow a lot of. Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah. Turn your background down.
Yeah, you got a lot of background noise, brother.
Like I was saying, I follow a lot of other sports, but whenever boxing's on, I make sure I watch it. And to me, it really doesn't matter who's fighting, because to me, a lot of the best fights of fighters is going to come up fighting. Other fighters are going to come up. Because a lot of fighters, once they make a name, they look likely to trade and do other things, especially if they're fighting somebody that's not on their level. You know? So I don't know what he's talking about. And to me, the more entity flank, you know, showing boxing, the better. Because then we'll get more, you know, more good fights, and there's going to be more boxing to watch. And not every fight is going to be the headlines of every fight. As long as bidding, having to bid on these fights is going to be better for the fighters and better for us. That's my thought.
Well, all right, John. Thanks for calling in. We're going out to Hurricane Ray in Miami. Talk to me. Whoa. Yo.
A real hurricane. Live up to his name. God damn.
Yo, fam. What's goody, Hurricane? Rolling windows up.
Hey, real quick. We got a super chat from the guy, Cass. Legendary boxer for co-host.
Legendary boxer won't be able to be a co-host, bro. He can't keep his calm. We put him in that chat you in, and he had to be ejected. Like, his bias is real. Like, the way he is on the show, it's actually 24/7. He doesn't turn it off. Like, even in text, he's still, like, coming at you about PBC. Like, he's crazy. I think he's like Al Heyman secretly.
Yo.
Ray?
Yo, y'all got I was waiting for y'all to finish. I guess y'all finished. Yo, check me out, though. Hey, does AJ need to knock out Povetkin in spectacular fashion to maybe solidify himself further in his legacy? Can you guys dive into that before you guys hang up? Because I feel like the level of opposition that he faced with Parker, you know, I know we all consider Parker to be a great fighter, a good champion, but I did it. He was still suspect to me. And I just want to know
how does that play into Joseph Parker's legacy? Does he need a knockout? You know, kind of like Wilder did with Ortiz in order to boost up maybe his recognition in the U.S.? Can y'all, I just want y'all to talk about that maybe for a quick second before y'all dive in, before y'all leave. All right, that's my call. TBV, what's up?
Mike? Man, I don't think he needs a knockout to like cement his legacy because we already know the legacy fight for Joshua will probably be Wilder, Fury, maybe a domestic clash with Daniel Dubois down the road. Then you got maybe a clash with Joe Joyce down the road. So, I mean, Povetkin is just one of those guys that's
– Yo, I've seen that Instagram clip of Joe Joyce getting knocked out and stopped by the dude that's going to fight David Price tonight.
Yeah, I seen that shit too. Yeah, it was an amateur, wasn't it? Sparring, okay, yeah. But now, I'm just saying
– it was in the Olympics.
Yeah, amateurs. And so, like, what I'm saying is Povetkin is just maybe like one of those guys that – we see on his resume, we're like, oh yeah, he did be Povetkin, but for the legacy fights, for the fights that we're gonna remember him by, it's gonna be Wilder, it's gonna be Fury, it's gonna be Dubois, might be Dillian Whyte again. You know what I'm saying? Never know who might emerge over here in America in a couple years. So that's all I'm saying.
Hey, legendary box is hilarious. Look, he's telling people to follow an account that says The Zone Sucks. Why you don't tell people to follow them Twitter accounts that talk shit about PBC 24/7? You know, that's what I'm saying. Like, for every there's an opposite.
Every action, there's an opposite or equal reaction.
Yeah, bro. Like, everybody hates something, bro. Like, everything gets equal hate. Like, this guy is just in fucking la la land, bro. I'm telling you.
Yeah, it's funny though.
I'm telling you, yo, we put him in the group chat, and he didn't even last 2 hours.
No, he lasted like 30 minutes.
Oh, you was in there?
Yeah, I was in there.
Look at that. So you know this dude? He's clown stuff.
Yeah, I mean, he's.
Yo, he deserves to be in a padded room, I swear. Like, if you can't be in a group chat with adults and, like, turn off the retardness, you're a padded room boy. Like, we not even on a live show. He's still yelling in text. It's like, whoa, padded room boy alert, padded room boy alert. But anyway, I'm your host, Nestigus. Find me on Instagram and Twitter at NestGTO. Give him a cookie.
You can follow me on IG at Gross1911 or on Twitter at Gross2312. Glad to see AJ in good shape. Glad to see Povetkin in good shape. Should make for an entertaining match tomorrow as long as it lasts. Hopefully it goes 12.
Don't forget Show Box tonight if you're interested in watching some boxing. Peace.
That.